Off the ball. This is News Talk.
You're very welcome back. There are 81 minutes gone at San Siro. It's Inter Milan 0, Spurs 1. So as we've been hearing, the 12 players and two coaches who departed the Mayo Ladies setup held a press conference last night. We'll chat to Kevin MacDonald, the Mayo Ladies County Board Secretary, shortly. But first, here is Mayo Ladies Captain Sarah Tierney here giving her account of experiences with the current manager, Peter Leahy, that led to her decision to leave the county panel.
We didn't leave because of Gora, and we didn't leave because of selection issues. For me personally, I would have noticed negativity within his management style from the outset of the year. So I'll give you a few examples. I was actually late returning to the Mayo panel this year. I returned on the 12th of January. I was sitting exam, so I was away. And when I returned to the panel, we had our training the first night. To just give you a brief background, I had actually a very good relationship with Peter in 2017 and 2013 when he was involved with us previously. So my first night back, the majority of the training was all running, and I just said a passing comment to him being like, geez, Peter, is it going to be all running tonight? Or are we going to do any football? I didn't mean anything malicious by it. It's not my character. And anyways, the following night, I received a phone call from Peter about the comment I made, and he basically attacked me on the phone and basically said he didn't give a F how many all-stars I had or what name I had made for myself in football, that he was the manager and that what he says goes this year. He didn't care what name anyone had, that he would have no problem dropping someone that stepped out of line. He also said to me that night on the phone call that he would be making a call to Marie Corbett as well about her behaviour, that it was inappropriate at training. Now, the tone and the context of this conversation kind of set the tone for the year ahead and any encounters that I had with them. Like time and time again, obviously my role as captain, I was going to him about questions and comments, and it was constantly thrown back in my face about negative comments about my personality or about my performance. There's a few more examples as well. On the 30th of May, we had training in Rochford Bridge up the country, and at the end of the training, everyone was kind of gone, and I just went up to Peter and I was like, look, Peter, we kind of have a big issue in the backs all season in the league. We're conceding high scores. I think there's a massive communication issue here, and I think maybe if we could get a past player in to either come in as a player or a guest coach and maybe just talk us through a few things, I think it would really add value to the setup. So he just took it on board that night. The following Friday night, the 1st of June, it was approximately 6:30 down in the Centre of Excellence. I'll never forget it. He came in and gave me the curly finger, as he called it, and summons me out of the room, and I just knew what was coming. I was brought away from all players, from all of management, and it was like a personal attack that evening. I can only describe it as I've never felt so intimidated in all my life. He basically said to me that I was getting absolutely roasted at training, that I was performing absolutely shite, and that the reason that I was so distracted the previous night of training is because I was so caught up with going to him about this suggestion of bringing this guest player in. And he was doing this action, you're listening to the others. I was kind of like standing back, and he was getting like visibly aggressive with me at this stage. And it was probably the first time that I stood up to him, and I was like, who are these others that you're referring to? Like, I don't understand what you're on about. And anyways, like, the conversation ended that night, but I swore driving home that night from training that never again would I be in a one-on-one situation with him unless the liaison officer was there, because I just felt totally intimidated. Again, there was another example on June the 8th. It was 2 weeks before our Connacht final. We'd played Roscommon in a challenge game, and as I was leaving the dressing room, I saw about 10 players, which is nearly a third of our panel, over at a car with Denise as well. And there was a player visibly upset, and I was like, what is going on here? And Peter had mistreated this player and excluded her from the team that evening and just treated her really badly. And me and Denise were consoling this player, and Denise was apologising to this player. This player was told that she wasn't selected on the team and that night on purpose, and that she wasn't going to make the Connacht final squad. So 2 weeks beforehand to tell this to a player is just not acceptable. So while me and Denise were consoling this player, the manager was upstairs having a laugh and joke with another girl who's good friends with the girl who was upset, saying, oh, you'll have a fun journey home tonight. Like, that in my eyes is just not acceptable. And like throughout the year, I've had a really difficult relationship with the manager. I can honestly say it was repetitive. It wasn't a once-off occurrence. And on a number of occasions, it was just overly, overly aggressive. And like, I don't know what I did to deserve this. And like, I feel like my role as captain, like I couldn't perform it to the best of my ability because I was completely being undermined. I felt isolated, paranoid, intimidated. And I started to lack hugely in my own self-confidence because of it. And like a lot of the issues that I would have spoke to him about that led to these interactions were in relation to like attendance at training, communication between players, and strength and conditioning, requesting an upper body gym program, like which I feel is very much within my right as captain to ask and to demand the best. And I was just constantly shot down.
Yeah, Sarah Tierney there, the departed Mayo ladies football captain, speaking at that press conference last night. Now, Kevin McDonnell, Mayo LGFA County Board Secretary, joins us on the line. Good evening to you, Kevin.
Good evening, Owen. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Thanks a million for taking the call. So, just your initial thoughts on that press conference last night and that clip. What were you thinking when you listened to that for the first time?
Well, this is the first time that we've heard this because, obviously, within the premise of Sarah, we met players and previously, Sarah wasn't able to attend that meeting, so this is the first time that anybody would have heard this from Sarah since she'd left the panel. So I think, you know, we take on board and we listen to it. And again, it's how one person feels about their involvement in the panel and their involvement with Peter. But we need to take it in context of everybody's participation and where everybody stayed. But the vast majority of players stayed with the panel and were very happy with the processes that we're going through and the processes that Peter and the management team had put in place since last October.
Yeah, so I think the mediation process here is something that has confused most of the people. I think it's something that we haven't got a whole lot of light shed upon. You said there that you asked to meet Sarah Tierney some time ago. When was that meeting scheduled to take place, ideally,
no,
in your view?
No, that's not what we said. What we said was that when we met the players there, it was unable to attend that meeting. So this is the first time that we've clarified and we've heard this. In terms of the mediation process, I can't comment on the mediation process because all of us that were involved in it signed confidentiality agreements not to speak of the mediation process. But the one thing I can say is that we brought in one of the most experienced mediators in the country who's been involved in previous sporting and industrial disputes. So it wasn't for lack of quality in terms of the mediator that we brought in for that process to have gone through.
Was there any attempt made to contact Sarah Tierney then when she wasn't able to attend that? I'm just trying to get clarity on this situation.
No, in terms of that, you know, because when we met the players on that night, they said that Sarah couldn't make it, but that they were speaking on her behalf as well. So from that perspective, we took from that meeting that, you know, Sarah's views were being passed to us at that particular time.
She was being represented by the rest of the group at that point.
That's what they told us on that particular meeting that we'd asked for.
Okay.
As a county board.
After the developments of the last 24 hours, like, I'm not sure what you think, Kevin, in terms of where this is at. It seems to me that things are more polarised than they've ever been. Like, you've had your say in a statement earlier on today. We had that press conference last night. It seems that both sides are far deeper entrenched in this than they had been previously to yesterday evening.
Well, I think, you know, what we do have is different views of a story, of a particular case now here. We, you know, as our statement said here, we met with the players that had left the panel, and we've issued in our statement what our thoughts were on that. The players that left the panel have had their expression. The players that remained made their statement a couple of weeks ago, and Peter obviously has his say as well. Where we're at right now is in terms of that we're finishing out our club season at the moment. Now we're at all levels, underage and adult championship. Obviously, the Intercounty Championship is over now at the minute, so we'll start a new season next year. We have 27 adult clubs in Mayo, so there'll be players competing for places from a lot of those clubs. And I've expressed an interest in being part of the panel, and the one thing that We don't lack his players in Mayo, and anybody who I'm sure wants to wear the shirt and on the shirt for the county will be given the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, and we might come back to that in just a moment, because that ultimately is the future. And I think even yourself, Kevin, I think we can all agree that that's what we want. We want kind of a peaceful resolution to this. As many of the former panel that can come back into the team, that will be good for the future of Mayo football. But just to kind of revisit that point there about Sarah not being able to attend that meeting and the fact that you did meet the players, like when you met them that night and when you look at what they said in the press conference last night, were you surprised by any of the details? Did they raise all those points in their meeting with you?
There were certainly some of the points that were raised in the meeting last night that did not come out of the meeting when we met them first. When we reached out, once we were informed that the players were leaving the panel, we reached out to their club to meet the players, and you know, we took feedback from them that night, what they had to say. They had asked us to keep that meeting confidential. That's essentially why much of this stuff has gone on. We respect it as a county board, that confidentiality. But when players started saying things last night, we felt that we had to say something in terms of what we had picked up from speaking both to the management, to the players that left the panel, and also to the players that remained on the panel.
Yeah,
because I think, you know, it's very easy in this particular case where you see a polarisation that, you know, there was a lot of girls who basically were gobsmacked when players left the panel because they were not aware of any player welfare issue. You know, a lot of players were told that improvements they had to make. I've spoken to one particular parent whose daughter, at the start of the year, was told you need to lose X amount of weight and you need to talk 40 seconds off your 5K time. Mm. Her attitude was, that's what I have to do to make the panel. She did it, and that was the way it went forward. So I think different people and change management. Obviously, Peter was a new manager this year. So when any new manager comes in, he's going to want to put his own authority onto it. And for people that may be used to other managers or different management styles in the past, it can take a little while to readjust and to adjust to that style.
Yeah, like I think that can be argued either way. And I think like we're not going to solve that over the course of this conversation. But in terms of the new details that you might have found or that emerged last night, was one of those the mental health aspect when they said that there was real mental health issues? When they said that yesterday evening, was that something that surprised you? Was that something that you knew before?
No, that was new to us in terms of that particular statement. There was nothing raised that we would have said. How about this right now? What we had was we had a situation that where players might have been an issue. Peter would have raised something with us if he thought there was an issue. When we did raise those issues, there was nothing to be dealt with further on because we spoke to those players. In terms of mental health issues, these things can affect people in different ways, and it takes over a period of time. It's when you look at this happening from the 5th of July onwards for us from a county board to now, which is just over, 2 months later, some of these things take a while to sink in with different people. So we weren't aware of any mental health issues, or not, wasn't raised to it specifically at that meeting.
And did Peter Leahy have any idea? Like, I'm just trying to establish here, was the mention of mental health yesterday, was that the first time that became known by the Mayo LGFA County Board, the first time that became known by Peter Leahy?
Yes, it did, yeah. It became known that no other player
had no idea before last night
raised mental health issues to us or any form of health issues caused by them leaving the panel. That was the first time that particular phraseology had been referred to us.
Does that change your view of things, Kevin?
I'm not aware of Peter. I haven't spoken to him today, but I'm not aware that he knew of any situation either.
Does that change your view of things? Because obviously, it's obviously quite a serious term to mention. Like, when you see that term, are you thinking to yourself, God, we might have been able to probe this a little better to try and actually establish the fact that they exist? But most importantly, because we don't know what they are, but you might have been able to find out what those exact mental health issues are or some of the exact details here at play.
I think so. I think what we when we spoke to the players at a particular point in time and we gave them an opportunity to speak to us, it wasn't raised with us. At no point again did any of the players contact the player liaison officer or any of the rest of us at the county board to raise any further issues with us. When they left us that night, That was their statement, and they seemed quite happy. That's what we could only take from it, that they seemed quite happy that that's all they wanted to say at that particular point in time, and they had nothing else to say to us on that evening.
Like, in terms of the mediation, I know you said that there's a confidentiality agreement that exists there. Like, you obviously dispute the fact and you completely reject the idea that it's been hindered and that it's an unfair process. It's their word against yours, really, there. We're not going to achieve anything there. But the other thing here is that they said there was an opportunity for all of the departed players and current players to sit down and discuss the situation on Sunday, July the 8th. And that was ultimately pulled by the county board and others. Mm-hmm. Is that true? And if so, why did that happen?
We expressed, we didn't pull it as such, because at the end of the day, if people want to meet, we have no hide or saying of whether they should meet or not. We did recommend that players did not go to it. We had received phone calls from concerned players and also from parents of younger players that were on the panel that they felt they were being walked into a situation here. And from that, people had expressed concerns about what that meeting was going to be about and the tone of that meeting to us.
Well, what do you suspect the situation would have been that they were going to be walked into?
That meeting should not take place.
What were they going to be walked into? What was their exact fear? What was the ambush, so to speak?
There was a distinct fear at that particular point in time that there may be an attempt to ask just get Peter to leave the job. That was feedback that we'd received. So we felt that was important that early in the process, because that was that Sunday. We hadn't even spoken to the players that had left the panel at that stage. We didn't speak to them that evening. So we felt once we'd spoken to people and actually got a little sense of what was going on ourselves and what was in people's heads, that no other further meeting should take place.
Right, because alternatively, there might not have been an overly aggressive attempt at a queue that night, and that could have been the night where mediation could have taken place, where you might have had the two sides of the players' panel anyway, speaking to one another, and maybe trashing out something that might have brought everything closer to a solution.
That's one way it could have happened. The feedback we'd received, though, sort of led us to believe that we had to... we were a little bit more... that parents and players were concerned. And that was that at that particular point in time, and without having spoken to the players that had left the panel, we couldn't guess exactly what the situation was. We didn't know that. We hadn't spoken to the players that had left the panel that evening until that evening. So it's very, very difficult to make an assumption of what might have happened when you only had a very small piece of information in front of you at that time. So we felt it was more important that we actually sat, spoke to the manager, spoke to the players that left the panel, and spoke to the players who remained on the panel as the county board before any further meetings took place.
What do you think happens next, Kevin?
Do
you think that, like, you can talk as much as you can about this mediation process that you've obviously mm-hmm. signed confidentiality agreements on, but do you think that there is actually a realistic possibility that with Peter Leahy as manager, that the 12 players that have left the panel could return to Mayo for next year?
That is an entirely a decision down to Peter.
Do you think he's open
Peter
to the idea?
Is the manager. Peter is the manager. The manager picks the team. The county board doesn't pick the team, and we will not instruct any manager, whether it be Peter, whether it be any other manager. I don't know of any county board that would instruct a manager to pick a team or to say, you must pick these players back. They all have each other's phone numbers if they want to have conversations with one another. And players would like to return and maybe have conversations with Peter before that, they're fully entitled to do that. And Peter is fully entitled to pick the panel he feels best suited for Mayo for, first of all, the National League campaign and then for the Championship in 2019.
Kevin McDonnell, Secretary of Mayo LGFA County Board, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Owen. Thanks. Good evening, Gina. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Kevin. Big news in the Champions League. Inter Milan have beaten Spurs 2-1. They've come from behind. We'll get Kenny Cunningham's take on that next.
GAA on Off The Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.